pre-recorded onto a tape deck, then uploaded via LimeWire. It's Joe and Adam. Joe and
Adam. Bonjour, mes amis. J'aime le cinéma avec mes amis.
Yes.
Et j'aime le fromage. Welcome. Bienvenue, I should say.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I don't speak non-English, so I had no idea what you were just talking about then. But anyway.
Mum and Dad have had a French exchange student, mate, and I'm just getting in the mood.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that's fine. I was just trying to bring a little bit of culture into it, but no worries.
I don't do culture.
Also, I don't know if that was correct, so...
We'll get strong feedback if not. Anyway.
Welcome to you. Welcome to me.
Thanks, mate. It is good to be back.
Hell of a show plan. I know we say it every week, but it's true every week.
Yep.
Let's just a couple of things that would keep people, if you're sitting on the fence, why you should stick around. not much, but but you and I have an idea for the movie and TV, type thing. We'll leave it
yes,
at that, maybe.
Of course.
Leave it at that. Of course, there was the quiz last week. You think there isn't a quiz this week. Got news for you. There might be. But that's all right. Don't freak out. It'll
don't tell me that I need to get music up and ready and running.
We'll be back after this.
It's Joe and Adam.
Okay, Adam, before we get into this thing, just really quickly, you're holding your microphone with your cord wrapped around, and I tried to ask you off air, and you went... Ask me about this.
No, there's really no point to this story. I just want to talk about it.
Yeah, go.
No, I normally have the mic set up on the mic stand,
great,
but I left it at home. So
okay.
I had to revert to the backup.
Yeah.
The old hand mic stand.
It's like someone's got a shoelace and just wrapped it around their hand like 10 times.
Well, it's...
Your hand's going purple.
It's my idea of trying to stop the noise of the cable, but it's not working
it's
very
doing
well.
Great job. Yeah. Okay. Adam, where the time has arrived, you and I have been waiting to have this conversation. For let's say 25 years.
Yep.
I know I feel like we talk about Disney Pixar movies a lot. We don't really care. The Lion King, everyone would know, it's out.
Oh,
right?
It is out.
It's out.
It's out.
Yep. I saw it before you. You've now seen it.
Yep.
We haven't actually spoken about what we thought of it until now. Please.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Look, opening shot.
Mm.
You couldn't pick if it was real life or animated.
Couldn't, no.
I loved it.
Here comes.
I loved it.
Yep.
I just found it a little bit weird at the start for like 5 minutes watching what's meant to be obviously real life animals talking.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
because they can't get the facial expressions. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, the mouths are just talking, but they can't express what, you know. So
right. Yeah. I'm with you.
I just found it just a tiny bit weird at the start trying to get used to it.
Right.
But I think it was a good take. A good modern take on a classic.
That's interesting because I thought it was a pile of shit. So.
Really?
I don't know why no one
wow.
else. No one else seems to be on my side. Oh, Amy and I. So my partner and I went and saw it together. Probably surrounded by mostly kids, and I was very aware that I didn't want to be that person because, like, 5 minutes in, I was like, "This is so
fair
bad."
Fair
dinkum, mate. And Amy was the
Please,
same.
Why?
Mate,
I'm actually curious to know.
Oh, where do I begin? And I don't want this to be a big old turd dropped on Disney, but I mean, come on. Don't you reckon that like the voices were they weren't really leaning into it as much as the original?
Nah, you're right. I think like it's never going to be the original.
No, and look, I'll say this on record, Seth Rogen, I love you.
Yeah.
But you can't sing, mate. Like, you can't sing.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that. Obviously, the director's like, yeah, just sing low.
Just half sing. Just low. Yeah. And just sort of
don't try and
half speak, half
notes.
Sing, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. The thing that Amy did say to me, which makes sense, is if you try and animate an animal to look as much like an animal as possible, they then can't do the facial expressions of a human.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah.
So Scar's like really angry, but you can't really tell when he's happy. Like he has
no
expression.
You are absolutely right. The music, what'd you think of that?
Music was fine. Although our mutual friend, Adam,
yes.
as in not you,
yes.
another Adam, he did notice that Beyonce got a cheeky one of her personal songs snuck in there.
Of course she did.
So there's some cheeky promotion going on there. I don't know. The music was all right. Timon and Pumbaa were fine. I thought they were pretty funny.
Yep.
But I don't know. All the bits I was looking forward to got cut out. If you're not a Lion King fan, you've tuned out already. But if you are, everyone would know, if people especially our age have grown up with that scene when they come back and Timon and Pumbaa are in the, Timon's in the little Hawaiian skirt. And they try and
they're
like,
singing and yeah, dancing. Yeah.
The, here's a big pig, yep, yep. Yeah, that there, yep, yep. Yeah, that there, yep, yep. You can be a big pig too. Whoa! Like, you know that bit. Just wanted to do it.
Yeah, nailed it. Yeah.
Cut it out. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to that. I was looking forward to the scene when the animals got stacked on top of each other in the big dance. Yeah. When they tried to get rid of the
yeah,
Zazu.
That's right. Yep.
Rowan Atkinson, not there. Yeah. Don't know what was going on there.
Although John Oliver, I thought, did an okay job.
He did an okay job. Yeah. God, this sounds pretentious, but, you know. I don't know. I honestly was sitting in the theatre and I said to Amy, I think the guy who did Mufasa, who's the same guy,
yes,
did a worse job the second time. Which I know is rough, but anyway.
See, if I was thinking about this the other day, Joe. If we were put in charge of making the second Lion King.
Sure.
Or the second edition.
The remake.
Of it, all I would do is just animate it, but use the original audio from the first movie.
Yep. Or use the original animation and just get us to do all the voices.
Yeah.
Done. Well, Disney, give us a
call. When he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
Nailed it.
Very nice.
It's Joe and Adam.
Joe and Adam. Joe.
Yeah, mate.
We've talked about this for, I don't know how long.
Yonks.
Heaps. Yeah. Heaps of times.
Great.
We quite often go to the movies or we'll be watching a TV show.
We love it.
And we'll pick out the characters who we are.
That's true. Every movie.
In that movie. And there's always like the goofy one.
Yep.
The one that is kind of trying to play it straight, but also is pretty funny.
Yep. If anyone's like particularly muscular, our other third friend gets to be him because he goes to the gym heaps.
Yep.
Shout out to you, Karen.
And then there's just the real stupid one.
Yep. Usually one of us.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Correct. And I thought, we've had this conversation many times about casting actors.
Yes.
As us.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If like there was a movie based on your life or my life,
yeah.
The actors in it.
Yeah, so for people who don't understand, it's basically if we went to the movies and we saw, just follow on, The Lion King, for example.
Yep.
Within the first 2 minutes, one of us would go, I'm Timon, you're Pumbaa.
Definitely.
And then if anything funny happens, the rest of the movie, we just go, you.
Yeah.
For the rest of the movie.
Yeah, that's exactly
it. Yeah.
So I asked you to think about this, Joe.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, you go first.
Just imagine this. I'm going to ask you.
Gotcha.
Just imagine this. A movie based on your life. Jerry Bruckheimer rings and goes, mate, I want to do a movie on you.
I say, Jez, good to hear from you.
Do you have any ideas about who you'd like to play as you?
Yeah.
And the people in your life?
Here's what I say. Jez, sit your sweet bum down and take some notes.
Thanks, man.
Good Jez impression.
Jez, thanks.
Yeah. Jez, one of my friends, Adam, he's recently...
Oh, hang on, actually, and it's a rom-com.
Rom-com, gotcha. Okay.
Mm.
Jez, one of my friends, Adam, has recently asked me to think about this, gave me a week's notice, and I prefer to work in the moment, so I haven't given it a lot of thought.
Neither have I, to be honest.
But Jez, what I can tell you, mate, is... rom-com. Do you have any ideas on the female lead? I'm not buying time. I'm just...
No, it's just... okay. It's between you. It's the story of you and Amy.
Great. Who's playing Amy? Oprah Winfrey?
I don't know. That's your...
Just a suggestion.
That's your call.
Oprah.
That's your call.
Oprah could do it.
It's your movie.
Okay, great. Okay. If I think about myself and Oprah, who would work well with that? So it's got to look like me?
Yes and no.
Okay.
There's got to be
which one?
A good reason behind it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Hugh Grant comes to mind.
Oof.
Can't get... All right.
I was
Colin
gonna
Firth.
Say,
Firthy. We'll get Firthy
I was
going
to say 2019 Louis Theroux. That's my first
time. 2019 Louis Theroux.
Yeah.
So I'm going to age 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, if we're going to be realistic, then I guess just get the love child of Louis Theroux and Daniel Radcliffe in and we'll go from there.
okay.
Now just so, for you, I'll be Spielberg if you want.
Yep.
Adam, man, what... I don't know.
Why did I picture him sitting at his office with his feet up on his desk?
Yeah, I'm a cool director man, boss man. So what are you thinking, man?
Well, tell me about the movie.
It's a horror.
Actually,
no, it's not a horror. Sort of, I mean, what do you want to make?
Oh, wacky comedy, maybe?
Okay. Yeah, who do you reckon could play you in a wacky comedy?
Well, I've got two ideas, mate.
Go on.
I've got, I reckon Seth Rogen.
Can you could do maybe a do a voice of you Seth? There we go.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, a voice of Seth, not Ray Romano.
Yeah, no, Ray's too tall.
Yep, and second idea.
Or if we go on Aussie actors, I reckon Shane Jacobson.
Shane Jacobson, Jaco.
Jaco, yeah.
Yeah, okay, sure.
But not Kenny Shane Jacobson, like serious Shane Jacobson. Anyway, that, yeah.
Serious Shane Jacobson for the goofy comedy. Gotcha.
Yep.
All right, I'll make some calls.
Yep.
And we'll see if Shane's available.
Perfect.
He'll be glad of the work, I think, to be honest.
It's Joe and Adam.
Joe and Adam.
Adam, Well, I mean, you do get paid to do stuff sort of like this. I obviously don't get paid to do this, believe it or not.
Yep, right.
But if you think about a real radio station, they, at about this moment, you've done a couple of segments, they probably have an ad break, right? But because we don't have
multiple
ad breaks, but because we don't have any money moving through the system, big fat zero dolero.
No sponsors.
I thought, what can we do instead of an ad break? And I thought, well, the best thing we can do is maybe to think about people who listen to this and maybe just, I'm not doing shout-outs in the sense of like, hey, Kathy, thanks for listening, that sort of thing. But I mean like
it's a group. Susan's 40th birthday.
Yeah, not like that. But I mean like groups of people who listen and shout-out to them, people who actually do important.
Give them some credit. Give them some credit.
That's right.
Yep, sure.
We should call it give them some credit.
Yeah.
The first group I wanted to just do really quickly here.
Yep.
When I was at uni, trained to be a teacher, they put me on placement at the Ballarat Special School, right?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Who knows why they put me in there?
Yeah. Well, a good experience for you though, mate.
Great experience for me. I was not very good at it. I wore wet pants to placement one day. You know that story. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But then I worked there for, I don't know, maybe 6 months, a year or something afterwards.
What was that like?
Mate, I can't tell you. Like, teaching normal kids is like...
Hard.
Is hard.
Yeah.
Like, day-to-day can be hard. But like, when you've got to deal with... I think at the special school, you've got to have an IQ of below 69, 70, I think.
Mm.
Which is low. So normally... So you got to deal with kids who are maybe 15 to 18, but not learning at that level.
So it's based on a mental capacity rather than a...
Or behavior.
You know what I mean? Or
behavior
as well. Yeah,
but you've got to have a low IQ. Yeah. But I mean, that's not really the hard bit because if you were, you know, like you can work that curriculum, but some of the behavior can be rough. And honestly, in my experience, it's not that kids... are ever malicious or evil, obviously. It's just that they're dealing with the same things that teenagers deal with.
Yeah.
But if you're dealing with it in that context, it suddenly becomes a lot harder.
Absolutely,
right?
Yep.
So the staff who work there, teachers and teacher aides, honestly, wouldn't run without them, that school. Like some schools, you sort of go into the classroom and you're like, I think I'll be all right by myself here.
Yep.
But like at the special school, like no way. You definitely need the teacher aides. They deal with a lot of, pretty intense behavior day in, day out. Like Amy knows for me, like I'd come home at 4 o'clock sometimes and just be like, God, that was a rough day.
Yeah.
And these guys do it 5 days a week. I was doing like one day a week.
Yeah.
So, and I think a few of them maybe listen to the podcast. So what we thought we'd do is just give a shout out to those guys and say, geez.
That's a fair call, I think.
It's take our salaries, double them, give them to you because whatever they get paid, it's certainly not enough for those guys.
Yep.
So from us, we say thank you to you.
Thank you. Yep. Absolutely.
Thank you for teaching. Not, we don't know why you listen to this, but thank you very much for the work you do.
Tough gig, but it must be rewarding at the same time.
It is. It's very rewarding. You'll see in you can't see it here, but in the study, one of the girls when I left made me a little photo frame.
Oh, nice.
Like, yeah. So you get moments like that where it makes
it worth it.
But
yep.
Yeah, from us to you, we appreciate everything you guys do there.
Yep.
Well, especially special schools, really.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Everyone.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Joe and Adam.
Joe and Adam.
Adam, as you know, I, within the last year, have become, I was going to say a nephew, but an uncle. Been a nephew for a while now.
For some reason, Dad just popped in my head straight away then. But anyway.
And you went, where is he? Never had the pleasure? No, so my sister, Lily, as you know, has had a beautiful baby boy, Noah.
Yes.
And so he's just clocked over to 15 months, right? So around the time when you sort of start walking and talking a little bit, right?
Yep.
So obviously...
Bit of the goos and the gars and the...
Yeah, it does a bubba, does a dadda.
Yep.
Last night I tried to get him to say mama, because I feel sorry for Lil, and every time he just goes... Dada. And I was like, oh boy.
Mama.
Just what? I don't know what that was.
I haven't been a kid in a while, so.
But it, because we're so young, it gets you reminiscing because we feel like we were, like as in my siblings and I, we feel like we were like kids like yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Because we're all in our early 20s. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we're just thinking about like, because every time like... This will sound bad, but like when I, if I'm playing with him and he falls backwards and like bumps his head, I just go like, he won't remember that.
Like how funny would it be if he turned out to be the, what, like.
He remembers it all.
The 0.5% of the world that can remember everything.
Oh, don't say that. Yeah. The ones who can remember every page of every book.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So anyway, got me thinking. because that is, you and I have been friends since we were about 10.
Yeah.
But so before that, you know, just having a nephew and being a baby makes you think about being a baby yourself. Because I've got something for you. But before I do, I thought, what's your...
Makes you think being a baby yourself.
Makes you think about being a baby is when you were a baby. Jesus.
Anyway, what you got for me?
What was your earliest memory before I give you mine?
Oh, my earliest memory?
Yeah. Oof. Think back. Like, what's the first thing you can remember? What, two? You can remember being a toddler?
No.
You can't remember being a toddler?
No.
What about three?
I can remember grade prep when mum forgot to pick me up from school.
Yeah.
And it was like 3:45 and I was like stressing real hard,
Tears? You go straight to tears when you're
I was close to, and then she got called and then she come pick me up.
Correct.
I remember that day, but
I can't go before five.
I genuinely don't remember.
Jeez, that's concerning.
Anything before that?
Right. Well, that makes me feel a lot better because I can go back to two.
Oh, look at you! You flippin' dolphin.
Flippin' dolphin. You a miracle. I've never heard that before.
They just do a movie on you.
Well, we know who would play me.
The boy who remembered.
Colin Firthy. the boy who remembered. Nothing happens in the whole movie.
Joel goes, Baxter.
I remember.
Yeah. Is the boy who remembered.
Cut to me. I remember. Yeah. anyway, let me just quickly share this with you because I don't think I've told you. This is my genuine earliest memory, right? As you know, as a toddler, I lived in another country in Papua New Guinea, right?
Oh, yeah, you did too.
Yeah. So this is where my earliest memory is. I can remember Papua New Guinea is just above Queensland. It's like a tropical
loo in a hole or something.
No. I can remember standing in front of these tomato bushes that were really prickly, right? And these local like native boys ran through them barefoot and they were fine, right? As a two-year-old, I remember as a two-year-old thinking to myself, well, if they can do it, I can do it. And I just ran for it.
Bloody teenagers, they're just invincible.
I just ran for it and shredded my feet. And the next thing I remember is putting my feet in a bucket of water that mum had got for me and the water just going red.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah, I know. So,
jeez, that's a pretty good memory. I bet you didn't do that again.
You did it every day for the rest of my life. That's why you set the tomato bush out the back there. Felt more like a harrowing memory to share, but anyway.
Jeez, it must have been a real feat to recover from that. Thank you. You're all weak.
Shutting down.
See you next segment.
It's Joe and Adam.
Joe and Adam.
Well, Adam, let it never be said that we don't have fresh ideas every week.
We are the epitome of fresh ideas.
We sure are. Heard you love quizzes, mate. So let's do another one.
Hang on. There we go.
Well, welcome back to another Adam and Joe, or Joe and Adam, if you'll excuse the quick mistake there, quiz.
Ruffle.
Okay.
Now, I've not been worded up about this at all.
Adam,
so
please welcome aboard.
Thank you very much for having
this
me.
This quiz is hosted by Channel 9/Channel 7/Win/ for legal purposes, none of those. Okay, Adam, how are you feeling today?
Yeah, no, good, thanks. You can be Grant today, so good, thanks, Grant. Thanks for having me on.
Great. Okay, Adam, you've done very well in the testing beforehand.
Oh, thank you, thank
you. To get
on
board here, obviously only one in a million literally gets picked for this.
Just so excited to be here, thanks.
No pressure, but this is the pilot, so if this one doesn't go well, sure, then the season won't be renewed.
Okay.
Okay, now, Adam, five questions.
Mm.
Now, you have picked your special topic beforehand and handed it to us. We've then picked some topics based off that special topic. Okay? Happy with that?
No.
Okay. So you'll get five questions.
Yes.
You may use a pass if you need to. And what I'll do is, depending on how I feel, I might give you the answer when you guessed it, or we'll just do them at the end.
Yep.
Okay? Okay, I think that's everything. How are you feeling, Adam?
Yeah, pretty pumped, pretty pumped.
Great. Yep. Okay, well,
I'm a walking book, so you
hold
know.
On to that word pumped, mate, because for your special topic, you've actually chosen the human reproduction system.
Oh, no.
Okay, so when you're ready, mate, let's start that music up, audio guy, and...
we're just rolling.
Oh, okay.
I don't have the countdown.
Sorry, it's unusual that we would expect the contestant to bring the audio. Okay, Adam, just let me know when you're ready, and as soon as I say go, then the time will start.
Okay.
You'll have, who knows, maybe a minute, maybe two. We're not timing. Okay, it's going to be pretty quick, Adam, so remember you can use your pass if you need to.
Okay.
But you will get it wrong.
Right, okay.
Or we can come back around to it.
Hit me.
Okay, ready, and go. Nice, easy one, Adam, I just need you to spell the word sex.
S-E-X.
Incorrect. I was asking for religious sex, which is S-E-C-T-S. Unfortunate. We're moving on. Okay. The time when a woman stops releasing eggs and can no longer become pregnant is known as what?
Pregnant. No, wait. Pass.
Okay, Adam, we're just going to keep pushing through here. Okay. The time during teenage years when boys begin to produce sperm and girls
puberty.
Begin to replace... Okay.
Thank you.
Let me answer the question next
time. That one.
Number four. The human female sex hormones are estrogen and what?
Hydrogen.
Sorry, Adam. I normally am very professional when I do this quiz. And the final question...
I'm just going first. It comes in my head here.
The final question, Adam, is the average human female menstrual cycle takes about, is it A, 9 months, B, 28 days, or C, 40 days?
28 days.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's it there, Adam. I'll just run you through your answers there, mate. Okay. Number one, you did spell sex incorrectly. Number two, the time when a woman stops releasing eggs and can no longer become pregnant. I think you said was pregnancy. It's actually menstruation, mate. Don't worry about
close.
That. Time during teenage years when boys begin to produce sperm and girls to release eggs. Puberty was correct. You'll get there one day yourself, mate. Just a little joke there by the host.
Shut up, Grant.
The human female sex hormones are not estrogen and hydrogen, unfortunately. It's estrogen and progesterone.
Yes.
That one.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
And actually, the average human female menstrual cycle takes about... I actually had 40 days written down, but when you said 28 days, I realised that was the correct answer. So, well done to you. Adam, did you have fun playing today?
Not really, but thanks
for having
me.
Okay, we'll see
you
next week, mate, for the big grand final. And see everyone else next week. Cheers. All right, shut the music off, someone, please.
It's Joe and Adam.
Joe and Adam.